RNZ Pacific News. Atamaria ko Lydia Lewis, tēnei. 8 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in the latest reporting period in Niue. That takes the active case tally to 66, with 3 recovered cases. 180 cases have been recorded in total since COVID-19 arrived at the border via air from New Zealand in March this year. Vanuatu's new Prime Minister Ismail Kausakau says a risk of future cyber attacks on the government network remains. Last month, the entire government network went down following a cyber attack. Mr. Kausakau recently announced 70% of services were back up and running. As the Vanuatu Daily Post reports, he says hacking their system is bread and butter for hackers around the world, but he says hopefully a new system will help experts react more swiftly to future threats. Questions have been raised by some members of the public as to why American Samoa's LBJ Hospital is hiring nurses from countries other than Samoa. When KHJ News put the question to LBJ Hospital CEO Muefao Bill Emsley, he said there was a review of the curriculum of Samoa's nursing program. He says he was advised that it was not at a level comparable to the US licensing standard.
If that's the case, then we need to help build that curriculum up to some acceptable level that we can then do the same thing. We have done that same exercise with the Fijian nurses, whereby their curriculum was actually sent down here.
Mr. Emsley isn't ruling out the possibility of hiring nurses from Samoa in the future. Meanwhile, the Samoa Nurses Association president believes the alleged comments have diminished the reputation of the nursing service in Samoa. The president has questioned the justification of the comments, given some of the nurses currently working at LBJ Hospital were trained in Samoa, and some of the local Samoa nurses have already acquired registration in Washington, D.C. The Fijian Elections Office has issued all postal ballots to registered voters for the 2022 Fiji general election, but returns have been slow. Supervisor of Elections Mohamed Sanim says they had received 1,000 back as of Tuesday.
We have to get a lot more back for the election, which and their date is the 14th of December, 6 p.m. It has to be back. You cannot mail it to us on 14th of December. The rule is that it has to be in our custody.
The National Federation Party in Fiji has asked Gunda Shipping to adjust its shipping schedule to avoid a clash with voting next Wednesday, December 14th. The National Federation Party says it's urging Gunda Shipping to be a responsible shipping operator by rescheduling the service to ensure it doesn't impede on people's democratic rights. Meanwhile, bus travel will be free on voting day. The Pro-Independence Caledonian Union has restated that New Caledonia's sovereignty is non-negotiable. The party's Gilbert Taiyuan made the comment following last week's meeting with the visiting French Interior Minister Gerard Damanin. New Caledonia needs a new statute after last year's rejection of full sovereignty in the third referendum on independence from France under the 1998 Noumea Accord. However, the pro-independence parties refuse to recognise its outcome and want talks with Paris to complete New Caledonia's decolonisation. Speaking on local television, Mr. Taiyon says the pro-independence side is still in the dialogue set out by the Noumea Accord and is committed to enter into bilateral talks with Paris next year. There is a call in New Zealand to reintroduce the excise duty on petrol gradually to avoid a sudden sharp price increase. The government has said it will announce by Christmas if it will extend its 25 cents a litre reduction in excise tax beyond January the 31st. AA Fuels spokesperson Terry Collins says adding the charge back over time will avoid the disruption of a quick hike.
Instead of thinking about a time frame focus, think about a price frame focus. So if the price comes back 5 or 10 cents in a month, put 5 or 10 cents of the duty back on. Nobody will notice it, doesn't add to the inflationary pressure, and it keeps the price static. They've got the ability to do that with a fuel excise duty.
Mr. Collins says if the tax isn't reintroduced, the government will have to find other ways to fund improvements to the roads. While almost 100,000 people wait for a New Zealand residence visa, some people have mistakenly received two. It is the latest in a series of glitches in the $56 million New Zealand dollar Adept computer system, which was introduced to streamline visa operations. More than 550 production defects or bugs had been identified by the start of November. Immigration New Zealand says it does not know how many duplicates have been issued. In world news, a memorial service has taken place in the Chinese capital Beijing for the country's former leader, Jiang Zemin, who died last week at the age of 96. The BBC's Stephen McDonald reports.
A large picture of China's former leader was centre stage at the Great Hall of the People, flanked by a People's Liberation Army honour guard. With sombre music playing, a crowd of senior Communist Party and military officials bowed in front of the image of Jiang Zemin. Then China's current leader, Xi Jinping, spoke, praising the man who transformed the country during the 1990s for ensuring the party's survival through political storms. There was no opportunity for public participation in the memorial services. Pedestrians and vehicles in Beijing didn't even stop. Fears that crowds gathering to mourn Jiang Zemin might turn into more protests here are thought to have contributed to the downplaying of his death.
In sport, Morocco has beaten Spain in a penalty shootout at the FIFA World Cup. The round of 16 match had stayed at nil-all through regulation time and extra time. Spain missed its three penalty attempts and Morocco scored three out of four attempts to snare victory on Sky Sport. Morocco will play the winner of the last round of 16 match between Portugal and Switzerland. And England Rugby have fired head coach Eddie Jones, just 9 months out from the Rugby World Cup. England won only 5 of their 12 tests this year, but Australian-born Jones has the highest winning ratio of any England coach. His replacement is yet to be named. And that is the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.